On Thursday, the 2022 race for governor of New York kicked off in earnest with Congressman Lee Zeldin, a Long Island Republican, announcing his intentions to be the next occupant of the executive mansion in Albany. Zeldin, a former state senator, is the first high-profile Republican to jump all in on next year's race, which may or may not include three-term Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo, who is currently under a number of investigations and is the weakest he has been politically since his failed gubernatorial bid in 2002. To assess where things stand right now in the race to be New York's governor and where the race could be headed, we're joined by Bill Mahoney, a Capitol reporter for Politico New York. Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So can you describe who Lee Zeldin is and what sort of profile he's carved out for himself since getting elected to Congress in 2014?
Sure. Lee Zeldin was pretty well known to Albany. He served here in the state Senate for a couple terms. He has since been a fairly prominent member of Congress. He's identified himself, for example, as one of the highest ranking Jewish Republicans ever in Washington. He's done a lot on that front in terms of helping Israel and things like that. According to Andrew Cuomo's fans, he is most prominent as a bigger fan of Trump, who has done a lot on that front, helping the former president in his efforts. And it seems like if he does run, there is a good chance, regardless of who the Democratic nominee is, it will become a referendum on a question like that. At least that's what the Democrats will try to make the race.
I feel like Zeldin has a bit of a national profile because I think, you know, based on his social media, he does appear on some national outlets from time to time, right?
From what I can tell, he is a regular on places like Fox News, and he does have a lot of name recognition already. He launched his campaign on Thursday morning, and he spoke on Fox, I believe, right when he was doing so. And within 24 hours, he said that he raised $1 million for his campaign, which we don't know where that came from. We probably won't know until July, but that's a good amount of money and indicative of some support beyond the traditional people who might follow New York gubernatorial races.
Do you lend any credence to the idea that Zeldin's campaign is motivated by the possibility that he's going to lose his congressional seat through redistricting?
It's definitely a tough question for every Republican member of Congress right now. We're going to lose at least one seat, possibly two. And there is a pretty good chance at this point, not guaranteed, but there is a good chance that Democrats will be able to just dominate the redistricting process and draw the lines however they see fit, and possibly draw them in such a way where we can see, for example, on Long Island, where we've currently got two Democratic and two Republican districts, maybe they become three Democratic districts and one Republican one, and the two Republicans, including Zeldin, are left facing off for the seats that they traditionally split.
So what competition does Zeldin have right now for the GOP nomination? And are there potential competitors who you think could get in the race on the Republican side?
It seems like some of the most prominent names are, as of now, are a couple of the former GOP gubernatorial nominees. Former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who ran in 2014, and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who ran in 2018, both have publicly indicated that they're at least open to the idea of launching another campaign. Astorino's been a little bit more open about that than Molinaro at this point, but it's worth noting that 4 years ago, Molinaro didn't enter the race until, I believe, March. So we're still 11 months away from the point when he decided to throw his hat in the ring in the last go-around. So there's lots of time for people like him to make his decision. It does seem like Republicans are actively going to try to avoid a primary, so maybe not as much time as he had in the past, but there's still plenty of time for things to shape up.
I noted in the top that Zeldin is the most high-profile Republican to say they're running. Have there been any lesser names, any people that we might not have heard of or might not be on our radar who are pursuing the GOP nomination as well?
Yes. Last year, I believe, last summer, Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli entered the race. He's not somebody who most people outside of Lewis County probably know about. I know he told me back in July that he was reaching out to a number of groups throughout the state and beginning to make his name better known, but he's not too high on the radar right now. But that being said, you don't know how things are going to shake out at this point in time. I think back to 2010, for example, the last time we had a GOP gubernatorial primary, the party establishment rallied behind Rick Lazio, who, like Zeldin, was most famous for his tenure as a congressman from Long Island. Not a lot of people early on were paying attention to upstater Carl Palladino. But in the end, Carl Palladino wound up winning the primary because he better matched the mood of where the New York Republican electorate was. So I think at this point, like somebody like Zeldin probably has enough support among the party loyalists and the regular primary voters to make this a case where it's probably unlikely something like that would happen again. But we've learned from the past that we can't rule out such a possibility.
Well, in terms of Republicans coalescing around one candidate and potentially avoiding the possibility of a primary, has Zeldin been able to secure any early support? I know as we talk on Friday morning, his campaign is relatively young, but does he seem to have any constituencies in the GOP carved out for himself already?
Newsday reported the day before he announced his candidacy that the Long Island County chairs had already endorsed him. If it comes down to the voter to convention, those are two of the biggest counties in New York outside of New York City, and they would have a significant share of the weighted vote, at least for a share to have right out of the starting gate.
You know, the name we haven't mentioned here is Andrew Giuliani, the son of the former mayor of New York City who floated a potential candidacy. How much, breath should we spend talking about him?
I think we're at the point where we should not give it too much breath until he takes more concrete steps towards running. Keep in mind, we're a couple months away from a front page of the New York Post cover about how he was going to run for New York City mayor this year, and that never materialized. He hasn't run for office before and would probably have a bit to do to indicate that he's a serious candidate before he, even despite his name recognition, he probably has one of the most famous last names in New York politics. I think we're a ways away from putting him at the top tier. But that being said, his name, his ties to the Trump administration certainly mean that we shouldn't rule that out.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the 2022 gubernatorial campaign. And our guest is Politico New York's Bill Mahoney. Putting aside who the Democratic candidate will be, at least for the moment, what kind of chances does Zeldin have against, say, a generic Democrat on the ballot based on the voter enrollment in New York and your sense of the mood of the electorate right now and what you sort of predict into 2022?
I think any Republican, no matter who, is going to be the major underdog in any New York statewide elections. We just have such a massive Democratic voter enrollment advantage in New York, nearly twice as much as Republicans. I think maybe actually a little bit more than twice as much as of the most recent numbers. I don't want to call other candidates generic, but if you look at races like for the U.S. Senate or a controller's race and stuff, it's pretty easy for a candidate to tap 65% of the vote on occasion for a Democrat to do so. So if we come in with two candidates who don't have as much baggage as Andrew Cuomo has had in the past couple races, I think the default assumption would be Democrats would probably be favored to receive at least 60% of the vote. That being said, there's a lot we don't know. For one, 2022 will be the first time in a while we've had a gubernatorial race that happens to fall at the midpoint of a Democratic president's first term in office. That did happen in 2010, but Andrew Cuomo was a bit of a fresh face back then, and so I wouldn't say that's the best comparison. And traditionally, the other party always does great up and down the ballot in these midterm elections. So we don't know how the next year or so of the Joe Biden presidency is going to go, if he's going to pick up support, lose support. But just based on history, the odds are Republicans will do better than normal in 2022. And at the same time, we don't have any idea who the Democratic gubernatorial nominee is. Perhaps it's Andrew Cuomo, and he obviously is going to go into this race with more baggage than any incumbent governor has ever gone into a race in New York history before. I wouldn't rule out him being able to pull it off if he manages to keep his political career alive for another year. But I think there's going to be a lot going against him, and that would certainly provide some openings for Republicans. If it's somebody else, another potential Democrat, they're probably just not as well screened, and it's an open question to how well they can sell themselves to the electorate.
Assuming Governor Cuomo does weather the storms that he's in right now and is vying for the Democratic nomination in 2022, what Democrats do you think will pursue the party's nomination against him? And, you know, if there's not any specific names that might come to mind right now, you know, is there a type of Democrat that you think would still be willing to challenge him?
So one of the big names is Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. If Cuomo does not weather this year, she will have the advantage of incumbency and would be in pretty decent shape to be considered the front runner heading into 2022. If he doesn't, I think the big question is whether Attorney General Tish James winds up throwing her hat into the ring. She's got as much support among the Democratic electorate as anybody in this state who might be considered a serious challenger. And I think she would have to be given a very serious chance of beating him one-on-one in a primary. If she doesn't, then the question, then I think most eyes would probably turn to the left wing of the party. Governor Cuomo has been challenged in the past two terms by two progressive Democrats, Zephyr Teachout and Cynthia Nixon. And I think one question would be, do they find somebody who has a similar appeal to this Working Families Party wing of the party, but maybe has a bit more experience winning races for things like state Senate than the past two contenders have?
If this is an open Democratic primary in 2022, and let's say Tish James is running and probably consolidates that left flank behind her, is there a more moderate Democrat that you think might become the challenger for the party's nomination? The reason I ask about that is I've started getting press releases recently from Tom Suozzi, a Long Island congressman, which had my head scratching because I don't remember asking to be on his press list. So, I mean, is there somebody who you think would come to the forefront as that moderate Democrat?
I think one good place to look, there are a lot of members of Congress, such as Tom Suozzi, who clearly has an interest in being governor. He actually primaried Eliot Spitzer back in 2006. The tricky thing about candidates like them is it's difficult to say what their political fortunes are like until we get through the redistricting process early next year. And we know if they have a chance of running for another term in Congress and winning, and that might be too late to enter a race. And if they don't decide to run for another term, then they're basically throwing in the towel on their congressional career for a potentially long shot gubernatorial bid. Another place I would look, though, would be some of the county executives who would not necessarily need to give up their seats. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, for example, he has been a great fundraiser. He seems to appeal to a lot of the types of party chairs and party leaders who have supported Governor Cuomo in the past. He certainly indicated some interest historically in running for higher office. It's key to keep in mind where, yes, the progressive wing of the party has gained a lot of victories in down ballot races in recent years and won a lot of headlines for some of their policy accomplishments. But historically speaking, even in recent years, the gubernatorial primaries often come down to places like Westchester and Long Island and the suburbs of New York State. And everything we've seen from the most recent races, such as Cuomo's 2018 campaign, is that the moderate wing of the party, people like Steve Ballone, still have a lot of advantages there compared to progressives.
Right now, if you had to choose between Andrew Cuomo or the field to be the governor in 2023, who would you pick?
I would say that as of late February, once we started seeing the sexual harassment allegations emerge, I think that was the first point since 2009, probably, where Andrew Cuomo should not necessarily be considered the favorite to win, at least against the field.
Well, we've been speaking with Bill Mahoney. He's a Capitol reporter for Politico New York. Bill, thank you so much for making the time, and I look forward to talking with you as the story develops.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.